Good morning, 9 below 0 at the KCOB studios, Northeast Newton. This morning, winds are out of the northwest, just under 10 miles an hour right now. That gives us a wind chill of 25 below. We're only looking for a high of 6 today. Wind chill is going to be 20 to 25 below throughout this Tuesday. And hear more about that coming up on Weather Eye. Well, the Return to Learn plan in the Newton School District has been amended to eliminate a previous trigger for required mask use by students and staff. At the recommendation of Superintendent Tom Messenger, Newton School Boards voted 6-1 to remove the masking requirement when student absences at a school are above 8% for 2 consecutive days. The requirement that students and staff stay home for 10 days after a positive COVID test or the onset of symptoms has been changed as well. Based on guidance from the CDC and the Iowa Department of Public Health, those students and staff members can now return to school after 5 days instead of 10, as long as they are asymptomatic or have symptoms that have greatly improved and they agree to wear a mask for 5 additional days. Superintendent Tom Messenger started what turned out to be about an hour of discussion by the school board about these changes to the return plan last night with this statement.
The most frustrating thing about this for a school district and a school board is that there is no legally correct answer and there's no legally incorrect answer. That while the guidelines from CDC and guidelines from federal people exist, so do those from state. They don't always agree. And so as a district, we're left with the charge of determining what's the best way for us to navigate through the pandemic.
Superintendent Messenger's recommendation, he said, made after reviewing student and staff absenteeism and why they were not at school, and based on the fact that COVID case numbers cannot be confirmed and other illnesses are plaguing the schools right now as well, like influenza and strep throat. He also says district data shows student and staff absenteeism still fluctuates up and down when masks are required.
Over the past 2 weeks, we've gone up to 5 out of our 7 buildings required to wear masks under the guidelines of 8% or more of the students being absent due to illness 2 consecutive days. The problem with that is that our numbers fluctuate up and down regularly. You will have above 8%, then down below 8% the next day, back up above, and it fluctuates so rapidly and has over the course of the semester and course of the entire school year. With this, reported COVID cases to the school of our students has been shown that 50% or more of our absences are not related to COVID. There is no more tracking across the state, no more tracking in the county.
And the Newton superintendent says enforcement of the mask requirement has been burdensome.
In all honesty, people are struggling with the enforcement of it. We've went several weeks of school with no masks required, to all of a sudden asking everybody to get back into the routine of it. That does cause a disruption to the school environment. The previous year, it was much easier because we required masks the whole year. And that is a struggle for kids as well as for staff. I can tell you that I've struggled. I've gone back and forth on this because it seems absolutely ridiculous to be making a recommendation that we're removing mask mandate at a time when our student absenteeism due to illness at the overall highest point of the school year. It's impossible for us to say if it's COVID keeping our kids out of school or other things. So do we believe that masks should be a part of it every year during influenza season when our absenteeism gets higher? I don't know that COVID's ever going to totally go away. So as a result, I think we have to figure out the best ways to handle it, as well as keep a school environment in a routine and make it something that is not adding on to the other struggles that we face in education.
Per federal mandate, masks, of course, are still required on buses. The lone board member to vote against the changes was Donna Cook. Newton City Council has unanimously approved a request from Newton Water Works Board for temporary management assistance. During a brief 8-minute special City Council meeting that was held at noon yesterday, council members passed a resolution allowing City Administrator Matt Muckler to work in an administrative role with the Water Works Board.
Facilitating the annual budget for the board, overseeing the office, treatment, and distribution operations for a period of 60 days, and completing other duties as assigned. Water Pollution Control Assistant Superintendent Sean Fuller would serve as the interim distribution supervisor. The board would retain authority and responsibility to make decisions on hiring, employee discipline, and firing. Office Manager Tony Wharton and Treatment Supervisor Todd Pierce would work with Sean and I to form the interim supervisory team for the waterworks during the term of this agreement. The city would not receive any compensation for the services rendered under this interim management agreement. The only cost to the city would be in the form of some vacation time, which I would request for Sean Fuller to compensate him for the extra work that he'd be taking on during this time, and that request would come at the end of the 60-day period.
The request by the Waterworks Board came less than 3 weeks after the death of longtime Newton Waterworks General Manager L.D. Palmer. During the two-month agreement, the Waterworks Board will determine how to move forward long-term with the utilities management. Waterworks Board consists of Chairman Dr. Maureen Lockwood, Brett Doering, and Brian Boo. Lockwood and Doering attended the special city council meeting but did not speak. Muckler told the council he believes he and Fuller have the background to serve in this added capacity for 60 days and still tend to their regular duties. Newton City Administrator noted Sean Fuller is well qualified as he joined the city in March after serving as Baxter's Public Works Director for over 15 years. Muckler said his first exposure to water utility operations came when he was working in Buckeye, Arizona as assistant to the town manager and then as utility specialist.
I then managed the West Branch, Iowa Water Department under the direction of the West Branch City Council for 6.5 years. In that role, I developed a capital improvement plan for the utility and completed several $1 million worth of capital improvements that included water tower painting, well maintenance, and a replacement of water lines throughout the system.
Muckler meeting with the entire Newton Waterworks staff this morning. Then he says he has to get the Waterworks budget work going because it's due February 21st. That is a check of your area news this hour here on KCOV. I'm Randy Van.